from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the light of the world that has come to us in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came as the Word made flesh. He came as the light to shine in the darkness, to shine a light to reveal to us the brokenness of our world, the brokenness of our relationship with God, with other human beings, with the rest of creation, and with ourselves. But he didn't come just to show that to us, reveal it to us. He came to heal all of that. Jesus did that by being the Word made flesh, who in his body was crucified on the cross. That's how he brought healing to this broken world. Paul tells us that all things are reconciled to God through his blood shed on the cross. But his death was different from all other deaths, because it is the light of the world that shines from the cross. This has been a dark year, hasn't it? The entire world has known the darkness of the COVID-19 pandemic. But there have been many other sources of darkness as well. And for some people, their lives were lived in the darkness of brokenness, of suffering, of pain, of alienation, even before the pandemic set in. There may be darker years yet to come. But the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. In the midst of our lives in the darkness, we also know that the light is coming again. We are waiting for the second coming of that light. And John tells us about that as well. In the first chapter of the revelation that's given to him, in the book of Revelation, John says this: I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. On the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, write on a scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches. I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me. And when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet, with a golden sash around his chest. The hair on his head was white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and coming out of his mouth was a sharp, two-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. When the light came the first time, it came to die on the cross. It came in the midst of darkness. And there's a strange kind of glory, isn't there, in a light shining from the cross. As the life of the world hung on that cross, it seems that death had won. And for 3 hours, deep darkness fell upon the earth. Most certainly the deepest darkness the world has ever known. And the light of the world was placed in the utter darkness of a tomb. Death and suffering and violence seemed to have had the last word. But on the third day, the light broke forth from the tomb, and it shined once again into the world. Darkness cannot overcome light or extinguish it. Death cannot overcome life. The life that is the life of all the world could not be held by death. Death could not hold its prey. And that light that continues to shine in the midst of darkness today is coming again. John's vision that begins in chapter 1 of the book of Revelation and ends in chapter 22 of the book of Revelation tells us that when the light comes again, it will not come to shine in the darkness. It will come to obliterate the darkness in our lives. It will come to obliterate the darkness that alienates us from God, from one another, from the rest of creation, and from ourselves. It will come to expose the sin that has broken us. It will come to drive out the darkness. And death will be no more. And there will be no more mourning, sorrowing, crying, or pain, because the old order of things will have passed away. The light is coming again to reorder all that was made through him. The light is coming again in order to bring healing to all that is broken. The light comes again to obliterate the darkness, not creation. The light comes again to make all things new, not to make all new things. The light of the world, that is also the life of the world, through whom all things are made, will come to reclaim all that he has made and to make it new. We are God's people. We walk in this light in the midst of darkness. We know the light of the world, and we see the world in that light. So we know the brokenness, the sorrow, the pain, and the suffering. We know the presence of death, but we know that none of those things is the last word. We know how the story ends. And even now, we are living in that story as we walk in the light. May we be people of light who shine God's light in the darkness so that others may see what we have seen. This is our mission, to be light, to bear witness to that light, to live in such a way that the light shines out from us so that others are drawn to that light. Let us pray. Oh God, would you please light in us the lamp of love that never goes out because of the presence of your Holy Spirit. And may we shine that light in every part of our lives, in every corner of this world as your people, so that others may see your light and may see their lives and their world in that light and be drawn to it and be drawn to the redemption, the salvation that has been made real in the Word made flesh, crucified, risen, and coming again. May it be so, Lord Jesus. Amen.